Report, Republicans Plot Vengeance on January 6th Committee. By Christina Wong on July 6, 2022. Republicans are plotting vengeance on the Democrats' partisan January 6th Committee, according to a recent report by Axios. Key House Republicans are threatening to subpoena records of the January 6th Committee if the GOP retakes the majority next year. An escalation of the party's effort to undercut the investigation's findings, Axios reported on Wednesday. While Republicans have been eager to move beyond what happened on January 6, 2021, many want to use a GOP-controlled majority to frame their own narrative of what happened that day, and also raise questions about the January 6 committee's work and spending, the report said. A senior GOP aide on the House Administration Committee told Axios, when Republicans retake the majority, we will exercise our oversight responsibilities, including subpoena authority to review all transcripts and information that the committee has access to in order to identify the truth. Republican Study Committee Chairman Jim Banks, RN, has already requested documents from the Department of Homeland Security to investigate claims made by former White House aide and committee witness Cassidy Hutchinson, according to a report by The Federalist. Hutchinson delivered sensationalized testimony at a hearing last week on June 28, claiming former President Donald Trump lunged at a steering wheel and a Secret Service agent in an attempt to join supporters protesting at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. However, establishment media outlets reported shortly thereafter that her alleged sources disputed her accounts and would be willing to deny her accounts under oath. Hutchinson also claims she spoke to then-White House counsel Pat Cipollone the morning of January 6 at the White House and that he had told her to make sure Trump did not go to the Capitol. However, Cipollone was not at the White House that morning, according to The Federalist. Every Trump White House senior staff member knows that Cipollone was not at the White House that morning so that conversation could not have taken place, a source told The Federalist. In Cipollone's absence, Pat Philbin was filling in for Pat Cipollone that morning. Banks fired off a letter on July 1 to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas requesting White House surveillance logs and video to verify which senior staff were at the White House during the times referenced by Hutchinson. Banks also sent a letter to Cipollone, who is now scheduled to testify in front of the committee on Friday, asking him what time he was at the White House on January 6, 2021. He gave both men until the end of this week to reply. House Republicans are planning a number of different investigations if they retake the House in November, which is widely expected. The base is out for blood on subpoenas, a House GOP aide told Axios. A lot of it will just depend on how far McCarthy wants to go. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.